Hello, Will. Michael, Betsy, Megan, and James. Okay. Can everybody hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, good. I wasn't hearing anything, so I wasn't sure if if everything was functioning properly. All right. We have a quorum, it looks like, with Megan, James, and Will. Everybody's here. So we can get the meeting started. Would you like me to run through the agenda, or Megan, would you prefer?
Go ahead.
Okay. We'll call a meeting to order. I've already mentioned that we have a quorum of the board present. And the next item is to A, consider approval of agenda. Are there any changes to the agenda? If
None
not,
for me.
could we get a motion to approve the agenda as presented?
Motion to approve.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Great. All right. Conflict of interest disclosures. Are there any? We filed the disclosures that we've received. Are there any additional disclosures that need to be disclosed at this time?
None.
None.
Okay. Great. We'll note that for the minutes. Public comment. I don't think we have any public present, so we can skip that one. And note that we don't have any public present. So number four, action items, consider approval of minutes from the June 4th special meeting. Has the board had a chance to look at those? And if so, are there any changes that need to be made?
No
No
changes from me.
All right. Could we get a motion then to approve as presented?
motion to approve.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you very much. All right. Next action item is ratify renewal of the general liability insurance policy. Through the Utah Local Government Trust. That's kind of just an FYI. It was renewed. That needs to be done every year, and it's required by state statute. And so we would just ask for a ratification of that renewal. Can we get a motion to ratify it?
Motion to ratify.
Thank you.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Great. Appreciate that. All right. 4C, consider adoption of the acceptance resolution pursuant to infrastructure acquisition and reimbursement agreement with North Point Innovations LLC and accept engineer's cost certification report number two. So we have the resolution here. Accepting costs, let's see, in the amount of $183,998.88. Attached to that is a copy of the cost certification report. Michael, would you like to go over that or bring anything to anybody's attention?
I don't think there's anything of note to bring to attention in the report.
Does the board have any questions about the resolution?
I have no questions.
Brendan, it looks like we don't, maybe we just didn't attach it, but did you send over the accountant certification?
I know I sent over at least the draft version of the accountant certification. I don't know if I sent over the final signed version.
Okay.
So I can get that sent over.
All right.
The one question I do have, if you look on that page right there, we have the 88 SWPP LLC. Is there payment instructions that will be provided for that, for wiring?
I can request that and provide that.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Digging into a little bit of detail here in terms of logistics, and I understand that we haven't even approved all of this yet and we're in the middle of it, but so I'll send over the account certification that that's signed off. Is it possible after this meeting to circulate kind of the final version for signature this afternoon yet? I'm headed out of. Oh, go ahead.
You're talking about the resolution itself?
Yeah, just everything ready for execution. I'm headed out of town, headed up into the mountains where I won't have connectivity tomorrow morning. And I'll be gone till Friday. And I want to make sure that this all gets packaged up and sent off to James for signature before I leave. I can have somebody pinch hit in my stead. It'd just be a lot more efficient if I could do it this afternoon.
Yeah, so it looks like we have all the other documents signed. We just need to get this resolution signed. And the accountant certification. So if you can send that out, we can certainly send that over to Will, Megan, and James to get signed. Are the three of you available this afternoon to sign? And if we send it to Adobe Sign or something like that?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah, it sounds like if you can get us the certification, we can probably turn that around this afternoon.
I will send that momentarily.
Okay.
I can see that I've already signed it, I guess. I just never sent it or got lost along
the way. Well, I may have missed it, but I just...
No worries.
Either way, if we could get a copy, that'd be great.
Perfect.
Okay, so given all that, is there a motion to adopt the resolution accepting these certification of costs?
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right. So be on the lookout for an email from Chloe Edens from my office. North Point. Sorry, that's not right. Well, maybe I'll have, anyway. Be on the lookout for an email from our office with the Adobe Sign stuff. And I'm not sure who I'm going to get to send it, but we'll find someone who can get it out.
And I'm happy to coordinate that too, George.
Oh, yeah. Okay, great. If you can do that, Betsy, and send that out, that'd be fabulous. All right. Next, the discussion items. We still have the easement agreement for bridges between North Point, COA, and the district. Just wanted to talk to the board members about status of formation of the owners association and signature on that agreement. Do we have a timeline for that?
We're still in progress of getting approvals with the city on that.
Okay.
Just on the bridge design. So I don't, Megan, I don't, did you have a better answer?
I don't. We'll have to follow up and get back to you on that.
Yeah.
Okay. And is that true for the operations and maintenance agreement as well?
Correct.
Okay. Appreciate that. Let's see. And then I'm not quite sure the status here, but if you haven't done your open and public meetings training yet. There's a link here for each of you to do that. We have been getting requests from auditors to get copies of that so that we can show the state that those have been done. So if you have not done it, please do so as soon as possible so that we can get a clean audit and report back that we're in compliance with that requirement.
Well, we will work on that to provide over the next few days here.
Okay. Appreciate that. Any other business that we need to discuss?
None
No,
from me.
no additional.
All right. We
It's on
have a
our.
meeting on the calendar for July 29th. Do we still need that, Brendan? Or can we do it that first week in August, which is our kind of our new schedule?
I think the first week in August would be fine. We do have to submit all of our financial statements and everything before the end of the July, but there's no requirement that the board has to review those and approve those and do it in a public meeting. So it's fine that we do that presentation in the first week of August. So yeah, that works if we just want to cancel the meeting in at the end of July and do it in August.
Yeah, I think that makes sense since we're going to be meeting to approve more costs the first week of August that we just combine those two and cancel the July 29th meeting. Does that work for the board?
It does. That
Yes.
makes sense. Thank you.
Okay.
I don't know. You guys, maybe you just want to spend money, and we could still hold enough.
Well, I did see your the form that you sent out last week, so we're going to be working on that to get that over to you, Brendan.
Perfect.
Okay, if there's nothing else, could we get a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Great. Appreciate your time, everybody, and we'll see you first week of August, if not sooner.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks all.
Thank you.